Do we need a new handle? Do we need to be the Buzz?
Oh, well, we're the Fan.
We're the Fan, but I mean...
The Buzz was in Little Rock.
I know, but I kind of like
103.7.
The Buzz. Maybe we could be the Sports Buzz or...
I have a hat.
The Fan Buzz.
Salt Lake City Buzz for their AAA team.
That's a good one. Yeah. Didn't Bill Murray own a piece?
Actually...
No, he owned a piece of the Trappers before. Sorry.
Did he?
Yeah, that was... That, this is useless Salt Lake sports knowledge right here for you in the city of Cleveland.
Your friend, my friend, Sam Amico... was employed in Salt Lake City for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam brought me a Salt Lake Buzz hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he also brought me an Ogden Raptors hat, except for one thing. It might be a collector's item because Ogden is spelled wrong.
What
in
do you
the
mean?
Stitching on the hat.
They spelled Ogden wrong?
On their own, you know, their own hats that they're selling in their concession stands or, you know, souvenir stands.
No way.
Their team shops, they spelled Ogden wrong. They spelled it O-D-G-E-N.
What famous university is Ogden?
Is it Brigham Young?
Where's Brigham Young? Weber State. Weber State.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Okay.
Let's play trivia.
The Cavs are not active, folks, as we know. Right now, they've been eliminated by the Indiana Pacers.
The league would likes when teams aren't active right now. They like the spotlight on their current teams.
They got kicked out after five games, and that's not good. And that has led to lots of speculation, lots of wacky trade rumors, lots of interesting trade rumors involving the Cavaliers. And there's one name that keeps coming up involving the Cavaliers, and I keep thinking... There's no way. And that name is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a La somewhere in that name. Okay, good.
La, like an L-E?
Yes.
Followed by a Bron?
Yes.
That's not the one. It's Giannis. And I keep thinking, there's no way. And immediately we heard we'll trade Darius Garland and Jared Allen for Giannis. Just go do it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that Milwaukee's doing that trade.
Jeff, here's what I would do. I would give them the entire roster of the Cleveland Charge. That's just me. Like, think about that. The numbers game.
I didn't think that would work.
That's just it. We're going to send them the entire Charge team, and they'll give us back Giannis. It's easy.
Okay.
I love when people come up with these draft ideas or these trade ideas that they're like, oh, we'll just give them like the last five guys at the end of the bench for that. That's a 5-for-1 deal. Come on. How could that go wrong?
There's another offer that I saw yesterday. And I will say it made me pause for a second. But I don't think Milwaukee does this trade. You tell me if Milwaukee does this trade.
Is this with the Cavs?
Yeah. Okay. I think there has to be a ton more thrown in by the Cavs. And I don't think they have it. It was Giannis even up for Evan Mobley. I don't think, and you know what an Evan fan I am.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way on God's green earth that Milwaukee trades Giannis for Evan Mobley.
I don't know. So you're trying to sell that as defensive player of the year who's young.
With upside.
Yeah, it's going in the other direction. You'd have to give them all of your 20, 30 draft picks, first rounders, probably at least two or three, right?
You can't trade them.
Past the 30-something.
Oh, you'd have to keep trading and trading. And
if you're in the second apron, those things might get frozen to be the last pick in the first draft in the first round.
There's all kinds of stuff.
So why I would never trade with the Cavaliers right now.
I would think the only way this would get their attention.
I should say I would never trade a draft pick with the Cavs right now.
This would get their attention and might make them do it. Would you trade Darius Garland and Evan Mobley for Giannis? Now, see, that to me guts the Cavs.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I would do that trade. And I am a huge Giannis fan. And Giannis is under contract. He's got a player option in 27-28, according to Spotrac, for $62 million.
Say that again?
It's a player option, according to Spotrac. He's under contract, it appears, for next season, the year after that. I know there's some funny stuff going on there. And he's got an upcoming extension. I think that's what's going on now. But at his age, I don't know if I'm the Cavs, and he's 30 years old. He could play at an extremely high level for another 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
At the very least 5. Let's go with 5. Okay.
Okay.
He could play until he's 34 at a very high level. I don't know that I would move Evan Mobley in a trade.
By the way, the ESPN trade machine. You want Garland and Mobley for?
No, I don't want it. I'm just saying.
No, if, I'm just throwing it out there, right? That might be like one of the few things that might entice Milwaukee.
Maybe
Garland and Mobley together.
I would think that might entice them.
So the numbers come under, and so it's it failed. The trade failed for Giannis. They can't even do it.
Why?
I'm assuming because the Cavaliers.
I mean, they could fill out pieces to make it work.
Yeah, I'm just saying straight up, those two for him, you got to figure out a way to get through it.
Because, and you could.
Because the money is virtually the same.
You could. Don't you think?
The Bucks are over the luxury tax threshold with this trade, and the incoming aggregate salaries exceeded what's allowed through 125% plus the Cavs' $100,000 rule. You got to cut $20 million from the Bucks' incoming trade value to make this successful. Well, that ain't never going to happen. Never.
There's some stuff there.
You've got to fix $20 million there, according to this, because they're in the second apron.
I don't know, man. I just think there's some trade offers out there. And the more I hear about them, the more and I'm in no hurry to bust up the Cavs. I saw a trade offer yesterday. You know, somebody just threw it out. Jared Allen to the Nets for Cam Johnson. Okay. Well, if you trade Jared Allen, you need two more big guys because you need one right now. And though big guys aren't necessarily dominating right now, take a look at Oklahoma City. No, they have a couple of serviceable big guys. Take a look at Indiana. They have a couple of serviceable big guys. Miles Turner's done a nice job. Thomas Bryant has come in and helped out. Take a look at the Knicks. They started Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson after shaking up their lineup a little bit. I mean, teams have two big guys. Some teams have three. And if you were to bust up one of them, you're going to...
I can't see the Cavs that the only move that they made last year was changing coaches, and knowing how handcuffed they are with trying to make any movement, I can't see them gutting what they have.
Yeah, I can't
and expecting
either.
To get better.
The only move that I would make if I were Kobe Altman that I would consider making out of the guys who are considered their core four is if somebody called and offered me a really, really, really good wing for Darius Garland. A guy who I felt was a comparable talent on the wing to what Darius is in the backcourt. And I would do that only because of busting up the two smaller guards in the backcourt who are ball dominant. Other than that, I'm going to roll with it and go to the trade deadline. And if it's not working, then maybe I could do something there. But I would not look to trade any of these four guys. Jim's in Aurora, home of the Green Men. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
So my opinion is that they always talk about chemistry, and we've seen it in all of sports, especially in Cleveland here, about breaking up our key guys. I don't think we trade anybody. Keep it what it is. Remember, Garland did have that injury that affected him, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to trade him did he reach his full potential in the playoffs? Maybe not. What if this was just a fluke and we just had a bad round in the playoffs? What if that's all it was? The Pacers are killing it. What if that's – Rick Carlisle said they were hot and the Cavs just met him when we were hot.
Maybe. Super possible. Maybe.
I'll buy it.
The one thing, though, Jim, take a look around the East. You know, New York looks like a team that the Cavs are going to have to deal with, you know, for a couple of years to come. Same thing with Indiana. Boston will be as well. I mean, do the Cavs need a tweak to become a better playoff team? Because that's what it's about now.
Yeah. I agree. Maybe a tweak, but I don't think you break up the key four. That's just my opinion, guys.
Jim, we appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. I don't think you do either, Andy.
I don't think they have a choice.
Unless Kobe Altman answers his cell phone and there's some GM on the other end of the phone and says, you know what, we really want Darius, and here's what we're willing to give you. And Kobe thinks, wow, that takes care of a couple of things for me. And you make that move. That's the only one.
It doesn't. Can we call it the core five? Because I got to believe DeAndre Hunter needs to start next year. Especially based on the investment they made.
Meredith, core five has no ring to it. What are we going to call them?
Core four sounds better because it has fabulous an internal five. Rhyme.
Fabulous five could work.
Although, wasn't the
Fab Five was Michigan?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I feel like that was already.
We could go fabulous. That's going full
fantastic.
Work,
like off the Fantastic cute. Four. Fantastic Five.
Doesn't work. I think the Fantastic Five has the same non-ring as Core Five.
How about the Flashy Five?
What time of the press conference?
The Baskin side.
Yes.
I
can't think of a good...
Would you move Evan Mobley under any circumstance?
Yeah, it just depends on...
You would?
It would have to be something outrageous, and I still... Even if I wanted to move him, I don't know that I can. Take a week and read the second apron and try to figure out how they're going to make some kind of move. I hear everyone going, they're going to make a major move in the offseason. The Cavaliers are poised to make a major move. Ha! Hey, when I see it, I'll believe it, and I'll cheer Kobe for even being able to get out of this deal.
I'll cheer.
I don't know how he's going to do it. I need someone that can solve a Rubik's Cube in less than 2.5 seconds. That's going to be able to figure out how to get out of the second apron.
That would be challenging. Eric is in Akron. Hello, Eric.
Eric.
Hey, guys. So I plugged in my own trade to the trade machine, and it didn't work.
Yep.
But I'd love to figure out a way to make it work, which is Naz Reid for Jared Allen.
Well, now, why would you trade big guy for big guy?
Well, because I think Naz Reid's a better version of Jared Allen. I think he has more flexibility. And he's cheaper and younger.
Yeah, but now you'd have to make a trade work. See, here's the thing. I like Naz Reid. I think he's a terrific player. I'd like to add him to this group. Again, I think you need another big guy, Eric. So I wouldn't want to trade big for big. But if I could get Naz Reid, that'd be great.
Could you trade and sign Ty Jerome? Like Ty for the
I'm not going to lie. I think we're tied up on these sign and trades too because of the
second apron
stuff. Yeah. Because that's, I got to look it up. It's one of those rules. I'm telling you, this franchise is absolutely handcuffed. Mine is too. Read it. You'll be fried after reading it.
What fun. Thanks for the phone call. 216-474-0092. What would you do, folks? I mean, some of these trade rumors that are being thrown around out there are huge. They're blockbusters, and I think that they're not a good idea. I'm not trading Evan Mobley and one other guy. I'll tell you who that is coming up on Baskin and Phelps.